Pánové, dobrý den, vítám vás v Černínském paláci. Právě skončilo jednání ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga a generálního tajemníka Mezinárodní agentury pro atomovou energii Muhammada Baradeje. Nyní poprosím pana ministra Schwarzenberga, aby nás seznámil s výsledkem schůzky.
Měl jsem tady už několik přijetí v těchto dvou letech, nicméně je to opravdu vyznamenání a ctí zde pozdravit nositele Nobelovy ceny Muhammada el-Baradeje, který opravdu se zasloužil o mír ve světě a snížení ohrožení asi víc než kterýkoliv nežijící člověk. A proto ho obzvláště srdečně tady vítám.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Černín Palace. This is the press conference after the meeting of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Karel Schwarzenberg, with the General Director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mr. Mohammed el-Baradei. Good morning. It's not for the first time that we are meeting, but again, it's a great honor for me to be able to welcome here the holder of the Nobel Prize for Peace. This person has done a lot for the peace in the world and worked a lot to decrease the danger that is looming in the world. So it's really a great honor to be able to welcome him here.
Samozřejmě jsme nejvíc probrali různý témata souvisí s jeho úřadem, to je ohrožení, rozšíření jaderní zbraní ve světě, vývoj, ať to jde od Severní Koreje až po Irán a všude na světě. Probrali jsme tedy částečně, přiznávám už tomu, co mě rozuměl, a to převzali mají spolupracovníci, taky technické otázky s tím související. A potom posledně jsme vůbec se podívali, jak politika ozbrojování a politika zabránění rozšíření jaderních zbraní může v budoucnosti pokračovat. Musím říct, že jsme se celkem v názorech shodli. Samozřejmě jsme taky otevřeli otázku spolupráce našeho výzkumného zařízení v Řeži s Mezinárodní atomovou energií. To přijede delegace sem z Vídně, abych vyzkoušel, co všechno by, která činnost by se tady mohla vyvíjet, a to jsme samozřejmě také probrali. Říkám, bylo to velice přínosné tohoto opravdu významného státníka zde pozdravit. Rád bych jemu teď předal slovo, pač bude lepší, jestli jeho více poslechnete než mě.
Of course, during this meeting, we discussed various topics related with the International Atomic Energy Agency, mostly the topic of non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Of course, we discussed the situation in various countries, starting in Korea, and we also touched on Iran. We also discussed different technical questions that are related to these issues. Of course, I'm not such an expert on this, but it was still very, very interesting. And also, we tried to find out how to continue with all the issue of non-proliferation. And I must say that on most of the issues, we agreed, we had similar opinions. Another question that was open during this meeting was the issue of the cooperation of our nuclear institute in Rzeź. There will be a delegation from Vienna coming to see in what fields the cooperation will be possible. So it was a very fruitful and interesting meeting, but now I would like to hand over to Mr. el-Baradei because I think it's more interesting for you to hear what he has to say.
Not at all. It's a great pleasure and honor for me to be hosted here today by Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg. I very much, at the personal level, enjoyed having what I think is a very in-depth, constructive and fruitful discussion, and I benefit a lot from hearing his views and his counsel. I should salute the cooperation the Czech Republic has with the agency in all areas of our activities, non-proliferation, arms control, technical cooperation, nuclear safety, nuclear power. And in all these areas, we have an excellent relationship with the Czech Republic. In the area of non-proliferation, the Czech Republic is in the forefront of those who are pushing the envelope to control the spread of nuclear weapon, control the spread of nuclear technology, moving toward, you know, a more aggressive, if you like, arms control regime. In the area of safety and nuclear power, we work very closely with the Czech authorities. We are very satisfied with the safety standards here in the Czech Republic. We are very satisfied with the competence that exists in the Czech Republic in managing the nuclear facilities here in both from the safety perspective and security perspective. We have, as Mr. Schwarzenberg discussed, we are also looking to expand our cooperation. There's an offer by the Czech Republic to become part of our network of laboratories for environmental sample analysis for safeguard purpose. And as he mentioned, we are sending a team here in December to discuss the details and how we can integrate the Czech lab into our network. I should say also we discussed the next 6 months when the Czech Republic is going to be the president of the European Union. I think this is going to be a very exciting period. There is a lot of change in the air, I believe. There is a new administration in the US. We have heard that there will be possibly a lot of new initiatives in a lot of areas that has to do with the agency work, which is security and development. And I think, I trust, and I do believe that the Czech Republic will be up to all expectation in performing its role with the customary practice of competence, knowledge, fairness, and impartiality. So it was a great pleasure for me here today, and as I said, I benefited a lot for my meeting with Mr. Schwarzenberg and his team. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, now you can ask your questions. Právo.
Mr. Baradei, what prospect is there Iran would come completely, fully transparent with its nuclear program?
Well, I think right now we have a stalemate in the Iranian situation. We are able to verify all their declared activities. We are able to verify their enrichment program, which is a good thing. But we're still not able to move forward on clarifying some of the outstanding issues relating to alleged studies that could have some linkage to a possible military dimension. So that issue is still outstanding. We haven't been able to move much forward on that issue. That on the technical side. On the political side, I think, as you know, there is a lot of concern about Iran's, not today, but Iran's future intention. You know, whether, you know, once they develop the technology, what are they going to use it for, whether they will go for nuclear weapon. That is a concern shared by the Security Council. And that political component of the issue require, in my view, a direct dialogue with Iran. And that's why I'm very encouraged by President-elect Obama's statement that he is ready to engage Iran in a direct dialogue without precondition. I think that issue, judging future intention, is fundamentally a security issue that could only be resolved through building trust, building confidence, building measures, and that require, in the first place, a direct dialogue primarily between Iran and the U.S.
Thank you. Nějaká další otázka? Prosím, next question. Tady, poprosím mikrofon.
NCKP. Mr. Mbarai, could you say a few words about the status of your agency's investigation in Syria? Could you confirm recent reports that uranium was found by your inspectors at the Syrian site bombed by Israel? And what further steps in connection with your investigation in Syria your agency is going to take? Thank you.
Well, we are in the middle of investigating the claims that the facility that was destroyed was a nuclear facility. As you know, my view is that I regret very much and deplore the fact that we were not allowed to investigate that issue before the facility was destroyed through unilateral use of force. So the job has become much more complicated for us because we have to now to investigate what had been. And however, you know, we are, of course, taking the issue very, very seriously. We have visited Syria. We have visited the site. We still have a number of questions. We are doing environmental sampling there. Our assessment will continue. I will not be able to make a comment at this stage because it's still an ongoing assessment. I frankly think that it is a disservice for those people who continue to write news stories, which is based on half the truth, if you like, or lack of adequate information. I'd rather wait until we complete our assessment. All I can say right now, I continue to call on Syria to give us maximum transparency, but I also continue to call on all these countries who have any information, including satellite imageries, to share it with the agency and to enable us also to share it with Syria. That's a complex situation, and we are not going to make a judgment in haste, but we are doing as best as we can under the circumstances.
Thank you. Ještě máme prostor pro další otázku.
Šimon Hradní, Mediafax. Já bych se chtěl zeptat nebo poprosit vás o komentáře k faktu, že Spojené státy uznaly Indii jako jadernou velmoc.
Podle našeho názoru je to dobrý krok. My jsme to taky podpořili, poněvadž přece jenom to slouží taky k přiblížení Indie Mezinárodní atomové agentuře, že aspoň jistá pravidla jsou a není smysluplné, aby velký jaderný stát jako Indie stála úplně mimo všech jednání. Takže zásadně jsme to podpořili. Ale ještě odbornější otázku zajisté můj host vám může dát.
The question was whether you could comment on the recent fact that the United States acknowledged India as a nuclear power, and the reply by Minister Schwarzenberg was that it's a good thing, and Czech Republic has also been in favor for this, as this will enable India to be in closer contact with the International Atomic Energy Agency, and in general, it's not a good thing if a big nuclear state like India would be outside of the network.
I fully subscribe to Minister Schwarzenberg's views on that. I have been an ardent supporter of bringing India closer as a partner, not as a pariah, even much before the U.S. Concluded the agreement with India. I think it's good for India, it's good for the world.
Jaká další otázka, dámy a pánové? Má ještě někdo nějakou? Pokud ne, v tom případě děkuji, že jste přišli a přeji hezký zbytek dne. Thank you very much.
Okay.